Hi, welcome to this short video. My name is Miao Jiang. I am a program manager working on Azure API Management. In this video, I'm going to talk about a set of new policies we just released, and I'm going to demonstrate how to use these policies. In this release, we have included three new policies. They are send one-way request, send request, and return response. The send one-way request policy allows you to send a request to an arbitrary endpoint asynchronously so that it will not wait for a response and will continue the policy pipeline. The send request policy allows you to send a request synchronously so that you can set a timeout value and the policy will wait for a response until it times out. Finally, the return response policy will allow you to abort the policy pipeline execution at any time and return the specified response directly to the caller. With these three new policies, there are a lot of things you can do. For example, you can send a request to another endpoint to get a token before you forward the request to the backend. Or you can use the return response policy to customize the error messages rather than using the default ones provided by API management. Now, let me show you how to use these policies. Okay, so first, let me show you how to use the send one-way request policy. For example, I have an API. And for each incoming request, I want to send another request to an external endpoint with information about this request, for example, the IP address. I can use send one-way request to do it asynchronously so that it will not add any latency. So let me show you how to do that. Basically, I have this calculator API, and let me configure it as policy. And in the inbound section, I want to use the send one-way request policy. So when you use send one-way request, there are two types of mode, new or copy. If you choose new, then the policy will create a brand new request. If you choose copy, then the policy will reuse the current incoming request. So let's say we want to create a new request. And in this case, I am using request bin as my external endpoint. And the request method will be post, and I don't need any header for the request. And in the body of this request, I'm going to use the expressions to get the IP address of this incoming request. Let me save this policy. Okay, so now the policy has been saved. Let me go to my developer portal and make some API calls. So let's make some calls here. Okay, now if I go to my request bin, I can see the request I just made with my IP address in the body. This is a very simple example of how you can use the send one-way request. Now let me show you how to use the send request and the return response policies to send a customized error message back to the caller when there is an exception in the proxy server. Also included in this release is a new policy section called onError, which basically gives you the capability to handle exceptions in the proxy server. Basically, whenever there is an exception, the policy pipeline will be aborted and whatever policy specified in this onError section will be executed. You can think of that as the catch block in C# or Java. There are different types of exceptions. For example, someone might be calling your API without a valid subscription key, or a request might have been rate limited. In addition, there were also runtime exceptions that may happen in a proxy server. In this onError section, you will have the opportunity to handle the exceptions. For example, you can use the log to event hub policy to save the information about the exceptions for further process. In this example, we will use send request to get a funny comic from an external website, and then we will use return response to create a customized error message and embed that comic in the response. So let me show you how to do it. First, in the onError section, let's add a send request policy. This is similar to the send when we request policy. You can choose the mode to be new or copy. In this case, we will use new. And when the response has been returned, you can create a variable to save the response. So let's call the variable comic response. And let's specify a timeout to be 60 seconds. So if we do not receive a response in 60 seconds, the policy will not wait anymore. And we will basically ignore error. So the URL will be the link to the comic. And it is a GET request. We do not need any header and a body. So basically, this policy will send a GET request to this endpoint, and it will save the response in this variable. Then let's add the return response policy. In the return response policy, you can specify a variable where it can copy the response from. So since we already have the response from the previous send request policy in a variable, we can specify it to get the response from this variable. And then let's say we want to set the status code of the response to be 200. And let's specify a reason like something happened, but we want you to be happy. You can specify anything here. Again, we don't need any headers. And we don't need any body since we are copied from an existing variable. Okay, so now the policies have been saved. Let's try to make a mistake. Let's say we want to call our API without specifying the subscription key. So originally, without these policies, we will be seeing an error message saying our request is unauthorized. But since we have just added send request and the return response policy, instead of seeing the error message, we will be seeing a comic. So let's see if that's true. So this is my calculator API, right? I'm calling it with two parameters, but without the subscription key. Let's see what happens. All right, so here is the comic. So this is another very simple example showing you how to use the send request and the return response policies. Like I mentioned before, there are a lot of things you can do with these policies, and hopefully they are helpful to you. I hope this short video is helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me or to the team directly. Thank you. See you next time.